Protesters say the BLM office in Montana is trying to wipe out the state's last herd of wild horses. That herd lives in the Pryor Mountains in Montana and Wyoming. Penny Preston reports.
The Pryor Mountains are home to the internationally famous Cloud Stallion, a pale Palomino wild horse whose family is one of several that live in the Pryors. But there are other wild horse herds in northern Wyoming. Commercial tours take people to see the McCullough Peak herd near Cody. The mares in that herd have been darted with a contraceptive called PZP for years, and local wild horse advocates are pleased with the results. Warren Murphy is president of the board of a group called FOAL, which stands for Friends of a Legacy.
I think we're about 140 horses, and that's about the goal. We have not had a roundup there by helicopter in many years. No stress on the horses. Horses love it out there. People love seeing them out there.
But a group called Friends of Animals protested the proposed use of PZP at the Billings BLM field office. They also protested the agency's plans to round up the horses and take 25 of them out of the herd for adoption. FOA campaigns director Adita Bernkrat says they could wipe out the herd. But BLM spokesman Al Nash says the agency is trying to protect the herd. He says helicopters won't be used for what he calls the gather.
Our approach to gathering horses is to have a fenced-in area, put out water and feed. They walk in, we select a small group, and release the rest.
Nash says because of the popularity of the Cloud Group, the BLM's prior horses are always adopted.
There's only just so much landscape, and there's only so much forage. And so our job is to manage both for a healthy wild horse herd and to manage for a healthy range.
Bernkrant of Friends of Animals pointed out the wild horses were allowed only 25,000 acres to roam in the Pryors. They are also concerned that the horses are subjected to the fertility drug PZP. Dr. J. Kirkpatrick, whose nonprofit organization produces the drug in Billings, says it's being used to control horse, bison, and elephant numbers around the world. It's also used in many zoos.
We have wild horse ranges that have reduced or eliminated the need to round up and remove horses from the range.
Kirkpatrick says it's cruel to not control the prior population because the animals will starve.
We fence them. They can't roam 300 miles to meet environmental challenges like drought or bad winters. They're trapped. I watched one half of the Pryor Mountain herd die in 1977, 400 yards from where they could have survived, but they couldn't get there because of a fence.
Kirkpatrick says the McCullough Peaks herd near Cody has benefited from the BLM's PZP treatments.
Well, they're into their fourth year. They reached zero population growth in 3 years. McCullough Peaks is one of the most spectacular and successful management programs we have out here.
Kirkpatrick says several economic studies show the contraceptive approach can save the taxpayers millions. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Penny Preston.